بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, we heard the 17th juz of the Holy Quran with the Fadl and Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which we heard two surahs, Suratul Anbiya and then Suratul Hajj. Suratul Anbiya is a Makki surah. Remember, we have done quite a bit about this, that in these surahs or Makki surahs, generally Allah ta'ala Allah highlights three important things: his tawheed, his oneness, belief in one Allah, and the risalat, the prophethood of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also about akhirat, resurrection, qiyamah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. The hisab, the reckoning of the people has drawn closer, yet they are in heedlessness, they are in ghafla, mu'aridun, turning away from this. If we are in a school situation, and we know there's examination taking place, and the days of the exam are drawing closer and closer and closer, it is only sensible that now the student has to prepare, he has to make a concerted effort to pass the examination. But if he is busy playing football outside and busy with his cell phone and many other things, distractions, he's not paying attention at all, he will not be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing the attention of the people, mushrikeen, the kuffar of Makkah, that listen, there is such a thing as qiyamah. So prepare for this qiyamah. How? By believing in the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not live a life of heedlessness. So this is not a lesson only for them. It's a lesson for all of us. Allah has blessed us with iman. We make shukr to that. But we do not live a life as though we are going to live in this world forever. There is no hisab kitab. There is no reckoning. Allah ta'ala says, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ. No new warning, reminder, admonishment comes to them. No new verse comes to them. Except that they listen to it. But how? وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Why is they busy? Joking, jesting, mocking. They're laughing at the verses. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts are completely negligent. They are so preoccupied in evil, in sin. Ulama have explained, لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ أَيْسَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ عَنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. They're not paying any full attention and proper attention to the Quran. But whatever they are saying, they're just putting the ear there and they are mocking and laughing and joking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَسَرُوا النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And the disbelievers, the transgressors, they counsel one another, they secretly meet. And what do they say? هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. This man here is just a human being like you, man. He eats, he drinks, he goes to the bazaar. أَفَتَأْتُونَ سِحْرَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ. And they would tell one another, are you going to follow a magician? This is only magic, jadu, that he's brought here. This Quran, they're speaking about the verses, they say this is just magic. Can't you see all this is magic? How can we believe in such a man? قَالَ رَبِّي يَعْلَمُ الْقَوْلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to them, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, رَبِّي my Allah knows whatever you are saying, whatever speech is said in the skies and the earth. He's all hearing, all knowing. بَلْ قَالُوا أَضْغَاثُ أَحْلَامُ. In fact, what the disbelievers say, all what he is saying and he is reciting to us, they are just a medley of dreams. It's all different things. بَلْ إِفْتَرَاهُ. In fact, he has fabricated it. Then they say, بَلْ هُوَ شَاعِرٌ. Nay, he's a poet. Look from where they started. First they said it's jadu, he's a magician. Then they say he's just full of dreams. And then they say no, he's a poet. They are confused themselves. فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ كَمَا أُرْسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Why doesn't he, referring to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why doesn't he bring a sign, a miracle, like how the other messengers brought? Then we can believe. Allah Ta'ala refutes them. Allah says, مَا آمَنَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَا. So many nations in the past asked for a sign from their Nabi. A miracle was performed, a mu'jiza was performed. And still, they did not believe in that Nabi. They rejected that Nabi. Salih alayhi salatu salam, the peace people asked him to take out from the mountain. Can you imagine? From a mountain you must take out a pregnant camel. Such absurd things they would ask. When that was performed, then still they objected. And still they rejected that sign. So Allah Ta'ala says, so many that we destroyed nations in the past, a miracle was produced before them, they still rejected it, we destroyed them. أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ? Will these kuffar of the Quraysh, will they believe? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to the fact that there is a day of Qiyamah. And this day, the word iqtaraba is actually in the past tense. Iqtaraba. Many of the verses of Qiyamah, the past tense has been used. Why? لِتَحَقُّقِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. To show that this occurrence is something that is genuine, certain. It is going to happen. And each day we are moving closer and closer and closer to that day, to Qiyamah. Therefore, we should hearken, we should listen, pay attention and prepare for that day. And Suratul Hajj, subhanAllah, they also, Allah Ta'ala talks about, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, oh people, fear your Rabb. Immediately after that, the quake of Qiyamah, the shake of Qiyamah, zalzala we say, an earthquake, is shay'un azim, it is very, very severe, it's not a joke. Allah depicts the scene of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. Every mother that is breastfeeding her baby, on that day she will abandon her baby. Which mother in the world who is feeding her baby will abandon her baby? وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Every pregnant woman will miscarry, she will abort her child because of the horror of Qiyamah. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَ وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ. You see the people as though they all drunk, intoxicated, in a drunken stupor. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ. But in reality they wouldn't have drank alcohol. But because of the horror of Qiyamah, the shock, Allah Ta'ala depicts the scene of Qiyamah. إِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The punishment of Allah Ta'ala is no joke. It is very, very severe. So in these surahs, Allah Ta'ala has spoken about negligence to the hereafter and not taking heed from the downfall of the nations of the past who rejected, disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many examples Allah gives us in the Quran. So many examples. Allah Ta'ala says, why don't you look at that? See how those people were destroyed. See how that nation was destroyed because they disobeyed Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala talks about the Anbiya alayhim salatu salam. Various Anbiya you must have heard. Nuh alayhi salatu salam, the name came. Idris, Ismail, Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the sacrifices the Anbiya alayhim salatu salam made, the difficulties they went through. The difficulties they went through. The more closer a person is to Allah, the greater the test is upon him. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَةِ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. The more closer you are, and who is the most closest? The Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. Sometimes we think that everything must have been so soft and easy for the Anbiya, because they were the Nabis of Allah. If you look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all these things that they called him, wasn't it a joke? Somebody comes your whole day and you're a madman. You're insane. Imagine telling your son, your father is a madman. You think the son will like it? Come and tell you're a poet. All what you sing is all fabricated. Throw stones in your path. Put thorns in your path. Put the intestine of a camel in your back. So much of persecution, harm. They would ridicule him. So Nabi Kareem, goes through great tests, and Allah gives him tasalli. Allah consoles him. See what happened to Nuh alayhi salatu salam. So Allah Ta'ala talks about each Nabi, and each Nabi made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each Nabi made dua, and Allah answered his dua. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Remember this word. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah says, make dua to me, supplicate to me, ask me, beg from me, I will answer your dua. I will respond to you. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding him, Allah says, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had blessed him with plentiful of dunya, material wealth, he had a wife, he had children, he had everything. And then Allah Ta'ala tested him with a very severe disease, something like leprosy. So heavy it was that a time came when they removed him from his home and his town onto the outskirts of his town near the garbage dump. Everybody abandoned him besides his wife. According to tafsir, her name was Layya. And she nursed him, she took care of him. Every part of his body had become bad. It was affected. Besides his heart and his tongue, in which he would still make dua, make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once his wife tells him, Ayyub, why don't you ask Allah Ta'ala to shower his mercy and remove all this now? Ayyub alayhi salatu salam replied, for 70 years, my Allah has been so kind to me and given me so much. Now for 7 years of suffering, I must complain to my Allah. I cannot do that. Ultimately, Allah Ta'ala inspires him, and then he makes Ayyuba إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Many times if somebody is sick and they are, what dua? Many ulama say, read this dua for Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Anni masani yadur. Dur means harm. Some disease has afflicted me. Some pain, some suffering. Wa anta arhamur rahim. Oh Allah, you are most merciful of all those who show mercy. So Allah remove this. Allah Ta'ala then tells him, Allah Ta'ala talks about Ayyub. Inna wajadnahu sabira. We found him to be very patient. I mentioned the other night, when you talk about sabr, you connect it with who? Ayyub alayhi salam. See, sabru Ayyub. Have sabr like Ayyub alayhi salatu salam. So Allah Ta'ala said, we found him very patient. And then Allah Ta'ala tells him that, rub your leg onto the sand. Or kud birijrik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a spring gush forth. Allah Ta'ala told him to bathe into that, in that water, in the river. And he was completely cured. Completely cured. He became so handsome that now he goes to his wife. Who are you? You're a strange man. She moves away. He says, I'm Ayyub. She doesn't believe him. Finally, he convinces her that I am Ayyub, your husband. So Allah Ta'ala shows us, go through some tests, not an easy test, 7 years, difficult tests, his whole body. So whatever sickness we have, Allah Ta'ala give all of us afiyat and shifa. There are so many people suffering, really. But remember, these are all ways that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Kahf, the wisdom of Allah, we cannot understand and comprehend. So it is a means of our becoming purified and becoming closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala cured Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala then blessed him with children. Because his children had passed away, Allah gave him more children and plentiful of wealth, etc. Then we find, وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلِ. And I mentioned the whole story of Nuh alayhi salam, his son, the Adri. So Nuh alayhi salam made dua to Allah. Allah also says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We accepted his dua. We answered him. Then, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So even, وَذَنُّونِ is Yunus alayhi salatu salam. The long story how eventually he is now swallowed by a fish. And the whole thing was that his people, he tried to bring them towards Iman, they didn't, so then he left the town. But he left the town, when he left the town, he should have sought Allah's permission. Any case, now he's in the sea and the whale of the fish then swallows him, and now he's in the darkness of the belly of this whale. And what does he say? Fanada fi dhulumat. In the darknesses, he calls out, Allah ilaha illa anta. Oh Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship besides you. Subhanak Allah, you are free from any blemish, shortcomings, faults. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I was from the wrongdoers. Fastajabna lahu. Immediately. Wa najjaynahu min al-gham. Wa kadhalika nunjil mu'minin. This is the important part. Allah says, we answered his dua and we removed him from the belly of the fish, and then he was safe again. Allah says, in the same way we give salvation to the believers. And that is why one of the most potent and powerful du'as, when any person is suffering any type of difficulty, any type of difficulty, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen, read this du'a in abundance. Many other du'as, la hawla wa la quwwata illa, but this one here has been mentioned. Nabi Karim some mentioned many, there are many ahadith related to this, that da'watu dhinnoon. This is a very, very powerful du'a. You got some financial problem, you got a court case, you got some sickness, whatever it is. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Yes, we have to do it with yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned the other day, Allah is not fixed by any specific time. That you made dua, and immediately now Allah must just show you results. That we have to be patient. When Allah will answer, that He knows best. But He will answer, and He will remove us from our difficulty. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq to understand these beautiful verses. There's so many other verses. Allah Ta'ala spoke about maut. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. And this is what is the reality. Sometimes we think qiyamat is far, but maut can happen anytime. Therefore, maut is known as the smaller qiyamat. Big qiyamat is the day of judgment. And the smaller qiyamat is maut. Maut can come anytime. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to prepare for maut, to prepare for the akhirat. Take ibrat from all these lessons, and let us not feel shy to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever our problem is, whatever we need, ask Allah, ask Allah, ask Allah. فاستجبنا له الله تعالى والانس ودواس واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك